94.5 PST.
Good job, everybody.
That is your job.
I want to be, like, doing my job.
It's What's My Job?
All right, so Erica's here, and she, you guys know, if you've listened to the game before, you know how it goes. She's going to come on. She's going to tell us her yearly salary. We're going to try to get you some clues by asking her some yes or no questions, and then you get to call in and tell us what you think she does. Today, if you get it right, we've got tickets to Tyler Henry at the State Theater, New Jersey on Saturday, November 22nd. During his life-changing live show, An Evening of Hope and Healing, Tyler explains how he communicates with the other side, and he'll give jaw-dropping live audience readings. I'm so into this stuff. Right, Marissa? Marissa's on the phone.
That sounds awesome.
And on the board today. So tickets are on sale right now at stnj.org. All right, so let's bring on Erica. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks.
I'm excited about this.
Oh,
sorry.
Good. So I've heard that you listen in the car all the time. You finally want to be a part of this.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited because I do love this game. I haven't won yet, unfortunately, but today is the perfect day for me to play because I start work around 8 o'clock today. So it's going to be a busy day for me, and I'm ready to go.
Oh, I think we may get some extra clues out of you. Mm. You're a little chatty this morning. Okay. So, Erica, just tell us right now your salary for the year.
I'm going to change that just a little tiny bit. I can tell you that today specifically, I will make about $300.
Oh, today specifically,
today. Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? You make $300. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to ask you some yes or no questions. I have one right at the top of my head. Is $300. Now remember, you can only say yes or no. Is $300 your yearly salary?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. $300?
She wants to chat so bad about it. You can tell.
Well, but I told her. Okay, wait. So is this a full-time job? Do you work every day?
No.
No. Clearly no, right? I mean, okay, Marissa, you're up. Is this your first time playing What's My Job?
It is.
That's exciting for you.
I know. So I'm assuming this is more of a side hustle. This isn't your main source of income.
Yes.
Okay. A side thing.
Wait, it's a side hustle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I'm just writing it all down. So side hustle, yes. Do you, you said you're working at 8 today. Do you work from home?
No.
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 Okay, Marissa, go ahead. You get another one.
You work with the public?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
I think I know what it is, actually.
I kind of do, too.
Is your job part of a big decision today?
Yes.
I think I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Wait, was my final question? Did you get 3 questions?
I think you got 4.
Oh, I got 4. All right, let's stop there.
Yes.
Well, I think we gave them enough.
Too many clues. Too many clues. All right, so the phones are already ringing, so I think we may know this.
Yeah.
All right, so you hang on, Erica, and we're going to get some calls and see if they can figure out what you do. All right, hang on. All right, we've got this in the bag, right? 609-243-9778. What's her job? Call right now. So we're playing What's My Job on 94.5 PST. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew. It's Chris, Joe, Marissa is on the board and answering the phones today. So, okay, we have Erica hanging on. She's on the line. And this is a unique one because she's changing the rules on us. She said today she's making $300. But we normally do the yearly salary. But then she said that is her yearly salary. So we're like, what? But then I kind of quickly caught on to her, I think.
And she was struggling so hard not to say more.
Yeah, she was very chatty. So we definitely got some extra clues out of her. She says that she doesn't work every day. But did she say it's full time?
It can't be.
No. She does not work from home. She actually said she was starting work this morning at 8 o'clock. It is a side hustle, right? You asked Marissa if it was a side hustle. She said yes.
It is a side hustle.
Doesn't work from home, does work with the public. And then, we caught on to her, I think. And she does have something to do with a decision-making process today.
I think that's kind of the...
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Nora and Charlotte. I think they're on the bus in Hopewell this morning. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Are you in school yet? Or are you still on the bus?
We're getting off the bus right now.
Okay, so real quick, what's your answer?
A grocery store worker.
Okay, we'll write that down. Ashley is in Howell. Ashley, what's her job?
She's a poll worker.
A poll worker. Interesting. All right, hang on right there in case you're the winner. Miranda's in Bristol. Miranda, what do you think?
My guess is also a poll worker.
I think we're on to something here. Hang on. And we have Leslie in Hamilton. Leslie, do you agree or you have another answer?
Good morning. No, I agree. I think she's a poll worker because today's election day.
Duh.
Well,
right? All right. So you hang on right there in case you're the winner. I think we know this, right, Marissa? She's got
to
be.
Yeah, it has to be.
Let me tell you, let's bring her on because I have some questions here. Erica, okay, I think we got you figured out. What's your job?
You do. I am going to be working the polls today for Election Day, and I'm excited about it. I like talking to people and obviously, and so they were right.
I love it. I think you're like the youngest poll worker ever, though, because every time I go to vote, everybody is like 65 and older.
Well, and most of the people that I work with are older, and I love older people, so that works great for me.
Yes.
But I'm very, very fortunate and blessed enough to be a stay-at-home mom. This is just my little gig, and I do this gig, and I get Christmas money that my husband doesn't see, and I just do what I need to do with it.
I got to be honest. I didn't realize you made that much money. Can I have the day off next year? I want to work the polls.
That's what I was going to say. $300 for a side hustle is not bad.
Not bad at all.
No, it's really, I love it. I really love it. I love talking to people and just helping them out and, you know, people that English isn't their first language, and I get to help them kind of, you know, navigate the process.
And I love it.
Oh my God, when someone comes for the first time to vote, like these kids come at 18, and it's just watching them be so excited to be a part of the process.
I brought my son last year for his first election, or actually 2 years ago now, and they were all applauding him because I embarrassed him and said he was a first time voter, and everybody was like applauding and everything. It's so much fun. All right, well, thanks for playing. We've got to get a winner, Marissa.
Yeah, that's
true. So let's see. It's between Ashley and Howell, Miranda in Bristol, and Leslie in Hamilton. Let's go with close your eyes and just hit a line there. All right, who is this?
Ashley.
Oh, Ashley and Howell, you're the winner today.
Hooray.
Yay, you got tickets to go see Tyler Henry at the State Theater in New Jersey on Saturday, November 22nd. Hang on a sec. So, Joe, this made me think of you, actually. I saw this stat that about half of us swore we'd never do it, but we have and are doing it in record numbers. Actually, I know you're not because you just went to your hometown and you said, oh, I could never live there again.
Moving home.
Yeah.
In
moving back to your hometown.
Yeah.
And I think they say not only is it about the economy, moving back home, but just the town in general. It's also has a lot to do with people are very nostalgic these days, more nostalgic than they have been recently. So it's kind of like, oh, such a great place. You don't realize when you're growing up what a great place you're growing up in until you leave it. You know what I mean? Although, Joe, I think you're the opposite.
Oh, my
God. Joe was saying to me that he went to visit his parents, and you hadn't been there in a while, right?
I've been there. I make a semi-annual visit. I basically went from Christmas, and that was it,
I love it. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, Marissa, I got up the next morning, and I was out. Like, I couldn't stay around.
I went to the mall, and it's just, it's not me.
Is it a dead mall?
It's just not me. I don't want to name the town, but if you know where I'm from, you know I'm not going back there anytime soon.
Well, I also think, Joe, that now you live in a bustling, exciting city, and to go back to a small town,
it is very different.
It's very different, and I think you've really become a part of your city.
And God,
you're a part of Philadelphia. You love Philadelphia.
I'm going to say it. I'm probably getting in trouble for saying it.
Oh, God.
There are far too many elderly in Tom's River, and I would just lose my you know what.
Well, they have all those villages there, right?
Like, and my parents are in one.
The over 65 or the over 55.
And my parents are in one of them. And I am not going back.
There's not a lot of young people in that area anymore.
Not a lot of young people in that area anymore.
That's the same for my area, too. It's a lot of older people. So maybe it's like more of a retirement thing, but I don't know.
Now you're still there, right? You haven't left yet. I mean, you're only 23. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Can you ever see yourself leaving? Do you have a desire to leave? It's okay if you don't.
Well, I think I could leave the area to go maybe more north or south. And not stay as central, but or to even go to like maybe a city area. But I don't know if I would stay in old people central like I am right now.
Now, you guys know how much I love my hometown.
Chris would go back in a heartbeat.
Shout out to Cranberry, New Jersey, where I grew up. I mean, we just sold my family home a couple of years ago when my parents passed. I think I don't feel the need to go back. I mean, it's pretty expensive to live there because I think I only live about 20, 25 minutes away. So I really can go back whenever I want.
You could still go to whatever you loved about it. Yes. The grocery store, the whatever.
Well,
the
there's
town,
no grocery the store.
The town, whatever.
It's too small.
But I
can visit the lake. My home church is still there. You know what I mean? I can still kind of be nostalgic and still kind of do all the things I want to do and visit and not have to move there.
From a slight distance.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do think it's a little different from when I grew up too. I mean, you know, I don't think it's exactly the same, but I'd almost rather not live there and remember it how I remember it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense. So I feel like I'm kind of the same way too, because it's, even though I'm pretty young, it's so different, I feel now.
And I feel like if you go back, if you move back, like this says, 51% of people are moving back to their hometowns. I'm not sure if it's for the nostalgia. I'm not sure that you're going to be completely satisfied because it may not be exactly what you remember. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, droves of people right now, Joe, are doing. You sure you don't want to head back to the Jersey Shore?
I'm good.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, let's see how today goes, Chris Rollins. I was thinking, I have dreams. This is the one part of the show I have a dream about every couple of days.
About Can't Beat Chris?
I had a dream, yeah, that you were on a 50-day streak and you lost.
Well, I hope I get to a 50-day streak. I'm on 25 right now.
But, you know, I don't know that I had quite met our opponent down in Philly. Good morning, PST. Who's this?
Good morning. My name's Maggie.
Maggie, you're back for revenge, I understand, right?
I am back for revenge, and you're going down, Chris.
Oh, man, those are fighting words.
Yeah, Maggie, you will be in a future dream of mine for Can't Beat Chris, because you're going to beat her. That's what we're going to do today, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, Chris,
well,
see you in a
luck.
Second.
I'm out of here.
All right, Maggie, your quiz is going to start in 1 second, and here we go. Chris is gone. Question number one, it's Wicked Week on NBC, including tonight and last night's episodes of The Voice. Name any of the coaches on the current season of The Voice.
Is Snoop Dogg on there still? I'm going to go maybe Reba. Reba, lock it in.
All right, Reba, locked in. Question number two, Benson Boone is apologizing to fans after he canceled the performance about an hour before showtime yesterday. He's known for what physical feature on his face?
His mustache? Lock it in.
And the third and final question, we're flying through these. Cardi B was spotted at her boyfriend Stefan Diggs' football game this weekend. Cardi was a cast member on what popular VH1 reality show in the late 20-teens?
Love and Hip Hop, lock it in.
Maggie, you are all locked in. Can't Beat Chris this morning is powered by Al's Airport and Barn Grill in Ewing. Al's, it's where the locals go with live music 6 nights a week, happy hour specials and brunch and Saturday and Sundays. We just love it over there. All the info, everything going on at Al's is always available at alsairportin.com. Hello, Chris Rollins.
Hello.
Maggie and I are just hanging out, chatting about you.
I put my makeup on, well, half of it anyway.
Yeah. Could have had a longer
Not
game
that there's
for that.
A lot, but...
All right, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Question number one, Chris. NBC is celebrating Wicked this week by doing a whole themed week, including tonight and last night's episodes of The Voice. Name any of the coaches on the current season of The Voice.
Oh, wow. I know this because of you. Reba McEntire.
You both said my girl, and you're both correct.
Joe's obsessed with Reba McEntire. Did you realize this, Maggie? He's obsessed.
Yeah.
Every gay,
you guys every morning.
See? Then you know his obsession with Reba.
Every gay boy has an iPod and I picked her.
It's so strange.
She picked me. All right. Question number two for Chris. Benson Boone is apologizing to fans after he canceled the performance about an hour before showtime this weekend. He's known for what physical feature on his face?
Oh, his that stash.
It is his mustache. Mm-hmm. You both said mustache. You're both correct.
I thought you were going to say his backflips.
His backflips, and he posted pictures of abs.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
He's got like an 8-pack,
yeah,
Maggie.
He looks good.
You got to work later. You look at those pictures. All right.
She says,
Third and final question. Cardi B was spotted at her boyfriend Stefan Diggs' football game over the weekend. Cardi was a cast member on what popular VH1 reality show in the 20-teens?
Love and Hip Hop.
You both said Love and Hip Hop, and you're both correct. That means we end 3-3 today. We end in a tie. Very good job, Maggie. We're going to call that a very good redemption run.
Thank you. I feel good, Chris. I feel good. Thank you.
You'll have to come back a third time and see if we can do this again. See if we can break the tie, right?
Sounds good.
No Maggie, phrase of shame for you. You don't have to say it. But
no
we
phrase
do
of shame.
I do take the win, though. Win does go to that. The ties do go to the house. So I will take that W, but no phrase of shame for you.
And we get you tickets to go see Demi Lovato when she comes to the Xfinity Mobile Arena on April 18th, 2026. Tickets on sale right now for everyone else at Ticketmaster.com. But hang on, Maggie.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So the announcement was made last night on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, like it always is. Jonathan Bailey has been named this year's sexiest man alive. Man, he wasn't on my bingo card. But I'll tell you what, he looks good.
He might be now.
He looks really good. We've got the picture posted for you. You know, the people cover shot on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. Oof. So we put a little poll up there. Good pick or not so much? Marissa's here on the board and on the phones today. What's the latest update on the poll?
77% say it's a good pick.
Okay.
23% say no.
Oh.
I wonder who they would have picked, though.
And by the way, people put him on the cover holding a dog. Which just makes him even better.
How could you say no to that?
No, he's 37 years old.
And that dance he did in Wicked.
So, you know, he's from Wicked. He plays Prince Fiero. He was also on Bridgerton. He was also in Jurassic World. You know who he is. It's funny, though. I would have never picked him. But you know what he gives? He gives, like, Hugh Jackman vibes. And he gives, like, Patrick Dempsey vibes, right?
Yeah.
He looks good. You can go see it on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. So why are Swifties flocking to Germany? Taylor's not there. But Taylor Swift's The Fate of Ophelia has gotten Swifties into art. So they're all going to this German museum, which has the painting that inspired the video for the song. Man, Taylor just has influence everywhere.
That's impressive, actually.
Yes.
Yes. I wish I had that much money to love something that I'd be like, I'm going to go to a foreign country.
Just to see the painting that inspired The Fate of Ophelia. So Jason Kelce hinted yesterday that we're getting another Eagles Christmas album. Philly Special Christmas number 4 is on the way. We don't really know anything else, dates or anything. You know the sales of those albums, Joe, over the years has raised like millions of dollars?
Yeah. Well,
millions of dollars. Wow. They raise it for Operation Snowball, which is a kids' charity. It helps kids, you know, empowers kids, gives them leadership skills and, you know, decision-making skills and things like that. That's pretty cool. I can't wait to hear it. And, I forgot to tell you this yesterday. After 14 years, MTV has canceled Ridiculousness,
show. I don't know if they're going
to
run.
My brother-in-law watched that. Every time he'd come to my house, that's what he'd put on. I'm like, this thing is still on?
And
it ran constantly.
It was like MTV just put that thing on a loop.
Yeah, what are they going to run now?
I don't know. But it hit 50 seasons. 50. That's like Survivor.
Yeah.
What is Survivor on, Joe?
Survivor, I think, is in the 40s,
right?
Yeah. Survivor, I think, is 47, I think.
All right, there's the scoop. It's Chris and the Crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Question for ya. Does your coat always have to match your outfit? This to me is crazy town. It's Chris, Joe, Marissa's here today answering the phones, and she's on the board too. So, okay, let me tell you what happened. I picked up a friend of mine the other day. We were going to go to lunch. And she got in the car and she was like, oh my God. And we were driving. We got into the shopping center and we saw a friend of ours, like from a distance. She goes, oh my God, look. Like, she's such a mess. Like, her coat doesn't even match her outfit. I was like, what? Her coat doesn't match her outfit and that makes her a mess?
Wow, I would be.
I've never even thought.
Yeah, what does that make us? To match, like, what does that make me?
I've never even thought to match my coat with my outfit. Now, I thought about this a little bit. And I do have, like, the coats that I have are black. So I guess they kind of match with everything. But do you match your coat to your outfit?
Absolutely not.
Right, Marissa?
No. I'm surprised in the morning if my socks match.
Now, isn't that why coats, most common colors are black and blue or whatever? Because they tend to go with
everything.
Like your true winter coat. Like, we're getting almost puffy coat season. All. Aren't there a reason why they're primarily black and blue?
I've got a puffy black coat that I wear.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta be honest, then I have a dress coat that's a little longer. Do you know what I mean?
That you wear to the funeral you go to in the winter.
If we're going out. You know, whatever, that's black.
Mm-hmm.
So it never even crossed my mind that anybody would purposely match their coats to their outfits. And how many coats do you have?
I was just about to say to you, how many coats does your friend who said this own?
She was like laughing at me that I'd never heard that fashion rule. I'm like, I must not be in fashion.
Nobody's accused you of that ever.
I don't even own a puffy coat. I don't even like them. I just wear hoodies.
even if it's 20 degrees out?
Yeah, I'll figure it out. Maybe I'll like have a little something to put over, but never a puffy jacket, but maybe I'll double layer, but I don't even really own a coat.
So I'm dying to know here. Is this a thing that I'm just not aware of? Like, do you purposely match your coat? Phone's already ringing, jeez. Do you match your coat to your outfit? 609-243-9778. And how many coats do you have if you're doing this? Coats, now it's cold in the morning, right? So it's Chris, Joe. Marissa's here. She's on the board answering the phones today. If you're wondering who you're talking to when you call in, it's her, right? Say hi, Marissa.
Hi.
So I was with a friend the other day and we were talking about another friend, just that we had seen her from a distance in a shopping center. And she goes, oh my God, she's such a mess. Like, look, her coat doesn't even match her outfit. I was like, what? I'd never heard something like that before. That do a lot of people match their coats with their outfits? So, Marissa, you said you don't even have a coat.
I'm lucky if I own a coat in the year.
Well, you're still that age that you're just wearing hoodies.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like, maybe I'll double layer a hoodie because I own a lot of bigger hoodies.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll put a thin hoodie on and then a bigger hoodie and I'll layer that. But
that changes right around your late 20s.
Say,
you're suddenly all into coats.
No. Yeah, would you agree that it's almost like the bridge to adulthood when you finally buy a coat?
When you're like, yeah. And again, you go to Burlington, you get a decent coat pretty cheap these days. So you're suddenly, like, I walked in a couple weeks ago, I was like, wow, good job. Sales on coats.
You're wearing a coat today.
I'm wearing that North Face, but yeah.
Well, it's a coat.
Yeah, it counts as a coat.
And it does match your outfit, actually. You've got grays and blacks and, you know, things like
that.
That
was unintentional, though. But my coat primarily this time here is blue.
But she was, navy blue is kind of a neutral.
Okay.
You've got a darker blue coat. Yeah, my friend was saying that. She looked at me like, what? You don't match your coats to your outfit?
What color was the coat and what color was the outfit that it didn't match?
I have black coats, so I guess they go with everything. So I never really thought about this. But let's go to the phones. We've got Amanda in Bordentown on the line. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you with me on this one?
I completely agree. You do not need to every time. I mean, unless maybe you're going to a fancy event, but who has the money to be buying all these coats?
That's what I said. Totally. And it's funny. Seems expensive. Do have some shackets. Do you know what a shacket is?
Yes.
Shacket is like a shirt and a jacket. And mine are plaid. And I really rarely wear them because, interesting, they kind of don't go with what I have on. So maybe I'm
subconsciously
doing this and I don't even realize it.
Let's get a guy. I think he's actually on the other side. Jim in West Windsor, what's up?
Yeah, man. You got to have a few different colors of coats for different outfits when you go out. Like, you know, if you're going out wearing all black, you got a black coat. Then you can't, you know, match some colors with black all the time, so you got to have a little brown or maybe tan, camel tan. What? Get you a nice navy pea coat, go out, get a puffer jacket. You got to get a white jacket. It's important, man. You got to have a different colors of different coats for different outfits.
What does he do for a living?
Jim, I think you're...
Don't.
No. I was going to say hi on something this morning.
Julie is in Newtown. Julie, what do you think?
So I think that is wild to have more than one. Like, who has a closet big enough for every outfit?
Right.
Like, I have two coats. I have one that's black and one that's blue, and that's got to be enough for every outfit.
Heather is in Cherry Hill. Heather, what are you thinking about this?
Okay, listen, I am so happy for this person who has the means to have a fabulous matching coat for every outfit that they wear. I'm like, go for it, diva, be a queen. However, for the rest of us, even if we're shopping on Temu, we do not have the financial wherewithal to do that. So as long as I am not freezing and I do not end up with my butt falling off because it froze off, although that might not be a bad thing, I'm good with just my big old coat.
Right?
There's, I guess, two types of people. What I've taken away is there's two types of people in this world. There's those of us that are just practical, like my coat's a means to stay warm. And then there are those of us that a coat is a part of their outfit and they're thinking about it.
I do like
they think about their shirt.
I do like to look good or try to look good, but I'm not buying eight coats.
But also, who does have the closet space for that? Not even just the money, but the closet space, because those are thick coats.
That's true.
There are big houses in some of our area. Like you drive through Princeton, there's some big houses.
I wouldn't be able to afford 10 coats. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris, Joe, Marissa's here answering the phones today, and she's on the board. So I saw this stat so interesting that about half of us swore that we'd never do it, but we have, and people are doing it in like record numbers now. It's moving back to your hometown. There's different reasons why. I mean, it used to be, God, remember when you were at home and you were in high school or college or whatever, you're like, oh, I can't wait to move out. Although, Marissa, you're still at home.
Yeah, I am.
You're 23, right?
Yep.
I mean, that has a lot to do with the economy nowadays,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I've been looking, but it's just hard.
It's hard to afford something. Absolutely. So they're saying that jobs are not... You know, jobs are not what they used to be, right? A lot of people can work at home. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have your choice of where you want to live. And a lot of people are choosing to move closer to family or just for the nostalgic reason of being back where you grew up. And of course, some people are saying finances and they have help with childcare and things like that from their parents. But
that makes sense.
It's funny, though, because Joe was telling us that he went home recently. What is this, one of your semi-annual trips?
I make about two trips there a year, Christmas and one random one. I was getting close to the point where it was gonna, where the two were gonna overlap. So I went in last weekend and
couldn't wait to leave Saturday.
Oh, and it wasn't like anything about my parents. That was, but when we were about around town, I was just like, oh my.
Well, there's a lot of older people, right? Because they built a lot of retirement villages.
Yeah,
there always were, though.
There always were, yeah. And I even went back to like my actual like, you know, I had running errands and stuff with my mom. I went back to like where, and I was like, oh my God, this is depressing.
Well, you also moved to a vibrant city,
Joe.
You live in Philadelphia and you love it. You love being a part of the city. So I guess it's no, you know, it's no surprise that you don't want to go back. But I love my hometown and I would love to go back. Although I think I have kind of the best of both worlds. I only live about, I don't know, like 25 minutes away from where I grew up. So I can go back there anytime and just kind of bask in the nostalgia. But it's different, too, than it was. So I think a lot of people that are moving back, I mean, do you find that it's the same? I doubt it, right?
No, it's never the same. But it's one of those things where you're just longing for something that's not going to be true.
Right. Or you're just going back by loved ones, which is kind of nice, right?
Well, if you have kids, that's cheap. Grandparents are great child care, right?
Child care and gifts and whatever.
All that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, 51% of people are moving back to their hometowns.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So the sexiest man alive has been named. I gotta be honest, he wasn't even on my radar, but he is looking good. Jonathan Bailey from Wicked. Also from Bridgerton, also from the Jurassic World Rebirth movie. We've got a poll posted on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. You know, the cover is there with him on it. Good pick or not so much? What's Marissa's here on the phones and the board today? What are the results so far?
So right now it stands at 69 say yay, 31 say nay.
Wait, this has gone down.
It has gone down.
It was like 100%.
It was 100. And then last time it was 77 to 23.
And now
it's 69 to 31.
Even less. He looks good. Oh, man. He's 37 years old. To me, he's given like Hugh Jackman vibes. Like very sophisticated, very old, you know, I don't know, just has a mature look.
Charming.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to sit here for the rest of the scoop.
Dude,
I'm just going to watch
these pictures.
Yeah, yeah. And the pictures of him on the cover holding that dog, just adorable. But I'm going to sit here and I'm just going to watch Dancing Through Life from Wicked now for the next 4 minutes while you do the rest of the scoop because he looks
so
like good.
Oh, yeah. Jason Kelce hinted yesterday that we're getting another Eagles Christmas album, a Philly Special Christmas, number 4. Is definitely on the way. We don't really know any of the details yet, but we know it's on the way. You can see he did a little teaser. We've got that on the 94.5 PST Instagram story as well. You know, that those albums have raised millions of dollars for a kids charity called Operation Snowball, which, you know, helps kids, you know, get their skills, their life skills in order, which is pretty cool. Starting to hear about a lot of local Christmas tree lightings. Bordentown City will have their Christmas tree lighting on Saturday, November 29th, starting at 4:30. That town could be in a Hallmark movie, like Farnsworth Avenue right there with all the cute little shops and the restaurants and stuff. And the tree is smack dab in the middle of the road. And I don't know. I just love Bordentown City. And speaking of the holidays, Pine Creek Miniature Golf in Ringos is having their second annual holiday light drive-through on the grounds there. So we've got those details on the PST app. Joe, did you hear what Diplo said about Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau? Did you hear this, Marissa?
This is
no,
weird.
But that was such an evil laugh.
Because I did hear this. It's bizarre.
He's stirring the pot a little bit. You know, Katy and Justin just went public, just became Instagram official, you know, mm-hmm. as a couple. Now, Diplo was on a podcast talking about dating both of them.
Separately. Yeah, I just want to be clear.
I said that wrong. But separately, each dating Katy and then dating Justin. What?
The timeline is not timelining because of relationships and Justin Trudeau separating from his wife. It's just the math isn't mathing. He could have definitely been involved with Katy Perry. Like
he said he wasn't into Justin anymore because he's not into politicians.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Zero chance this is true.
Yikes. All right, there's the scoop. Make sure you're getting out there and voting today. All right, so we're going to play a little round of true or false.
Okay.
Marissa's here. She's on the board and answering the phones today. So you're going to be our game show host.
I got the sheet right here.
Okay, so you know how it works, right? So you can play along at home. It's very simple. It's crew, meaning true, or false, obviously, not true. All right, so you're going to give us a fact, right?
Yep.
And then, Joe, you and I are going head-to-head. Whoever gets the most right wins.
Okay.
All right, ready? The first one is, the piano was invented in Italy.
Do you know I took piano lessons as a kid, Joe?
I did know this. Every time we talk about a piano, this comes up.
I can still play a few things, but I didn't love it because my mom made me practice all the time. Anyway, okay, so the piano was invented, what did you say, Italy?
In Italy, yep.
I have no reason to say it's false, so I'm going to say crew.
I'm going to say false because it feels like it's a French thing.
So you say false. All right, Marissa, what's the right answer?
It is crew.
Yes.
So Bartolomeo Cristofora invented it in Florence around the 1700s.
Look at all the knowledge she has.
So much knowledge.
She prepared a good game
over there.
All
right, so who gets the bell on that one?
Me.
You got to give her bell.
I got it.
I like hearing the bell. Yeah.
There's the bell.
Ding, ding, ding. Are you keeping track here?
Chris won, Joe nothing. Track. It's pretty easy so far.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next one. Crew or false?
The first computer was the size of a large room.
True.
A room?
Crew. Zero doubt I might have heard this fact before.
No way. That's got to be... Joe, do you realize what you're saying?
Yes.
The size
This was in like the 60s.
Yes. Yeah, but not a room. How would it fit into someplace?
I'm telling you, they were not meant for personal electronics like we know them.
I'm not buying this. I'm going to say false.
It is crew.
I knew this there was zero doubt in my mind.
It weighed 30 tons and took up 1,800 square feet in 1946.
And they actually called it a computer.
What we know as a computer, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, so tied game.
Tied game.
Okay.
The next one, your tongue print is as unique as your fingerprint.
They say there are no two fingerprints that are alike, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is your tongue print the same way?
I'm going false.
I know. I was going to say crew.
It is crew.
Yeah. Wow.
Everyone has a unique tongue print with distinct ridges and patterns.
I believe that.
Have you ever been tongue printed, though?
No, but well, I feel like... I feel like in some of these shows that they can identify people through their tongues, right? Haven't you? No? Am I making that up?
I don't even want... Chris, don't answer. Further with that because we could get very X-rated very quickly.
Okay, this is the last one. This is the last one.
Okay, you could tie this or I could win.
Chocolate was once used as a currency in Mexico.
False.
You said that pretty quickly. You sure you don't want to think about it?
I gotta shoot for the stars to win the game.
I'm gonna say crew because it was more of a trait. What was the time period on that? Or did you say?
No, there was no time period.
Just back. I think because it was
days of yore.
I think it was a delicacy. And I think, I mean, who doesn't like chocolate, right? So they probably used it to trade. So I'm going to say crew.
Marissa, you also said this one's worth 10 points, right? I heard you say that.
Yeah, definitely.
Shut up, Joe. He's making the rules as he
definitely.
Goes along. Wait, what's the answer?
It's crew.
So Chris tried to fight me on the 10 points. Oh, now she wants all 10.
It was used by the Aztecs for money for centuries. Yeah.
Because people loved
trade.
It.
Who
so
doesn't?
It was valuable, right?
I think we should bring that back, actually.
Oh, man, I could use some chocolate right now.
Me too.